I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Armed or disarmed? Nearly a year after the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, the status of Hezbollah continues to stir conflict. Last week, this still-armed militant group urged Lebanon's government to not enter negotiations with Israel. Israel responded by ramping up airstrikes in southern Lebanon against what it says were Hezbollah targets. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon.
It means that if Hezbollah doesn't give up the weapons, we're going to have another war.
Lebanon's government promised to disarm Hezbollah by the end of 2025, but Hezbollah says it won't disarm. The lack of accountability shows fear of Hezbollah's weapons, which is understandable. Who wants a civil war? But the conflict is coming to a head.
We cannot do anything about it except pray and ask that the Lord will have mercy on Lebanon and find a solution.
Pray for God to reshape Lebanon during this tense, painful time for His good purposes. And did you know that there's a way to reach the whole world with the gospel? At the end of October, nearly 1,000 gospel workers gathered in Seoul, South Korea to talk about it. They met for the General Assembly of the World Evangelical Alliance.
Their goal this year was their theme, The Gospel for Everyone by 2033.
That's Joe Hanley with A3. The date marks 2,000 years since Jesus' resurrection. Believers are working to equip the church to reach the world so that everyone will hear the gospel.
So whether that's through satellite technology, radio, digital communications, face-to-face, through churches.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.